Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Banister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Alan Banister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Banister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banister moves to third. Horta moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banister tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Zisk is chasing the ball. Otis rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Banister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Downing moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. Alan Banister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zdeb moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 2-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Bannister, who tags Otis for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitter fires to first and has Lemon trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Lemon for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Downing hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien scores. Brohmer moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterf juggles the ball. That's an error on Splitterf. Brohmer scores. Bannister moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Doug Bird now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett fires to first and has Zdeb trapped. There's the throw to Bannister who tags Zdeb for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Brett steals third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brohmer trying to get to home. Zdeb throws the ball into Martinez, who tags Brohmer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bannister moves to second. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Brohmer. Zdeb moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zdeb scores. Patek moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Brett reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. Martinez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Royals. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Zisk moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zisk tags and scores. Soderholm tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Royals. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Brian Downing. Tom Hall now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Joe Zdeb. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Mark Little now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister strikes out. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing third base. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Essien and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. There goes White. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.